Thank you, Gary. As the children make their way downstairs, we're just reminded through worship that great is our Lord. And Mom, you are His masterpiece. You are His masterpiece. And because of that, what I want you to do is, all the moms here, all the ladies here today, I want you to just hold your rose up high. Okay? You should have gotten a rose when you came in. Just hold your rose up high. And we're going to do another repeat after me thing right here, okay? As the kids make their way down. I want you to say it like you mean it. And I want you to repeat after me. Hold your rose up high and say, I am beautiful. Let me hear that a little louder. I am beautiful. Awesome. I've been gifted by God. I have the most challenging job on the planet. Man, I heard that one. But I have what it takes. Amen. Now, I want you to realize that as moms, you are God's masterpiece, and you are gifted with special powers. And so on the lighter side of things, I want you to turn your attention to the screen real quick as the guys bring the lights down.
Last year, she amazed her family. But now,
Mom, my science project is due tomorrow.
Jeremy hates me.
When chaos strikes,
Mom, I want to play Xbox.
No, it's my turn.
Her true powers will be revealed.
Hey, honey, your mom said she's going to stop by later. Is that okay?
Quiet!
Do you hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
I'm testing.
Natalie, what did you do?
How did she know?
Gifted by God with the power to read minds.
I don't have any homework.
No.
I mean, I did all my homework.
No.
Well, I did some of it.
No.
Fine, I haven't started yet.
There's the truth.
The wisdom to restore peace.
She said, that's it. We're finished. So sick of this texting.
What?
Let me see that.
Wait. This says sick of this testing, not texting.
Oh, right. He was taking the ACT. Thanks, Mom.
The insight to see the future.
I forgot to think of a science project.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yes!
With a verse of unlimited capacity. And her secret weapon, the look. These abilities combine to form the ultimate example of warmth, tenderness, and dignity.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
How do you like my new ride?
Grandma!
Mom?
That's good stuff, isn't it? You know, moms really do have superpowers, don't they? Dads? Yeah. Kids, you know that. My mom still has the ability to stop me in my tracks just by using my middle name. Any of your moms have that special ability? when she says, Philip Neal, maybe the hair on the back of my neck stands up. And Mom, I'm glad you're here today. You hadn't been here in a while. Clearly a superpower. Today I want to talk about a few more characteristics of moms. A few characteristics that we learn from the most revered mom in all of history. If you've got your Bible with you this morning, turn with me to Luke chapter 1. And if you didn't bring a Bible, that's okay. Just listen along with us. Luke chapter 1, verse 46. That's where we find Mary's song. And this particular passage of Scripture is used at Christmas time a lot. But as I reread it over the past couple weeks, well, there was so much about motherhood that just jumped off the pages of Scripture to me that I wanted to share it with you today. Having just found out from the angel that she was going to be the mother of Jesus, Mary shared these words with her cousin Elizabeth. And at this particular time, Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist, who would come to be the cousin of Jesus. And I believe in these words we find what I'm calling this morning the moorings or the pillars of motherhood. See if you can pick some of these pillars out as I read through Mary's song in Luke chapter 1. And Mary says to Elizabeth, replying to what Elizabeth had just shared with her, Elizabeth said, "Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary responds, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as He said to our fathers." And so as we allow those words to penetrate our hearts, I want to share with you really the first mooring for motherhood that I believe Mary shares with us here. And that mooring is humility. Humility. And the heart of humility, which was the chief characteristic of Jesus Christ Himself. Power under control. Authority under control. And the heart of humility is selflessness. Selflessness. The willingness to place the needs of someone else above your own. Man, moms live there. They live there. In an age of highlight reels and photo filters and perfect social media posts, man, it's easy to think that every mom has it all together but you. But it's not true. It's not true. And motherhood is messy on its best day. Amen? And it has a way of humbling those who do it well. Motherhood cannot be perfected no matter how hard you try. And what tomorrow holds for our children can never be predicted, which makes it difficult. By its very nature, motherhood fosters humility. And of all the girls in all the world, why did God choose Mary to be the mother of Jesus? Have you ever thought about that? I think we find a critical clue right here in Mary's own words. In verse 48, Mary says, "For he has been mindful, for God has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." Humility is the antithesis of pride, the opposite of serving oneself. And motherhood has a way of pushing you to the end of yourself, pushing you to the place of surrender, pushing you to the place where God enters the picture and gives you what you need. Surrender always precedes true humility. Always. So moms, don't try to do it in your own strength. Invite God into the process. Invite God into the most difficult job on this planet. Let go. Entrust your children to Him and surrender to Him. Let Him grab the reins and lead the way as you raise your children. Mother Teresa said this. I love this quote. She said, "Humility is the mother of all virtues. It is in being humble that our love becomes real." If you are humble, nothing will touch you. Again, it was the chief virtue of Jesus Christ. She says, "Neither praise nor disgrace will touch you because you know who you are." If you are blamed, anybody ever been blamed by their children? One or two, maybe. If you are blamed, you will not be discouraged. If they call you a saint, you will not put yourself on a pedestal. And moms often have a thankless job. They're heroes one day and zeros the next in the eyes of their children. But humility puts it all in perspective. It allows you to serve others. It allows you to mother your children without losing yourself. That is so important. And God alone can do that in you. It's called humility. Humility. Laying low in the strength of the Lord. Again, it was the central virtue of Jesus. Selfless power and authority that changed the world. A willingness to give your life, if necessary, for those you love. Unconditional love. I read a story recently about a huge fire that raged through much of Yellowstone Park a number of years ago. Hundreds of thousands of acres burned. Countless birds and deer and other animals were lost. And it was a fascinating story that came out of that fire. And it was about a bird that had laid her eggs in a bush at the base of a tree in the midst of the fire. And when the fire finally subsided, a park ranger found the charred body of the mama bird still on the nest. True story. She had remained on her eggs as the flames engulfed her. The eggs survived and they ultimately hatched. Unfortunately, she did not. And that's motherhood. Humility. The laying down of your life for the lives of your children. And moms, do it in a way that no one else can do it. Humility is the mother of all virtues and the virtue of all mothers. The question is, how do you foster that humility as a mom? Because we do have to grow into the virtues and the fruits of the Spirit. Mary goes on in verse 50 to to tell us a little bit about that. She says, His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. God's mercy extends to those who what? Fear Him from generation to generation. So the second mooring of motherhood I want to talk about this morning is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Gary mentioned it in the midst of our worship, man. The longer that I live, the more convinced I am that it is faith that holds the family together. A demonstrated reverence and awe for the goodness of God. And Mary was faithful to the role that God called her to as Jesus' mother. Can you imagine that? Probably a 12 or a 13-year-old girl when Mary got the news that the Holy Spirit would come upon her and that she would ultimately be the mother of God Himself. She was faithful to that role. As difficult as it was, she saw it through with grace and gratitude. And children who see their mom on her knees with an open Bible between the dishes, the diapers, and the laundry, man, they're shaped by that faithfulness. Children who see the gathering of God's people prioritized in the home are shaped by that faithfulness. How many of you here remember when newspapers were a thing? A few of you. Okay. How many of you remember the comic strips? Family Circus. Remember that one? Yeah, I bumped into an interesting little Family Circus strip this week that I wanted to share with you. In one of those episodes, the kids were discussing where babies come from. And that's usually mom's job to explain that, isn't it? We dads kind of run for cover when that question comes up. But one of the kids said, you know, storks don't bring babies. Babies are brought by the UPS man. The other kids chime in with different ideas about where babies come from. And then the last one said this. They said, you know, none of that's true. Babies are connected to their mothers by a biblical cord. You get it? Biblical cord. Okay. So he got the word wrong, but he got the truth right, didn't he? The gospel moves best from one generation to the next through the faithfulness of the family. And that's where we're struggling today, guys, in our culture. Faithful families who hold the Lord in great reverence and all. And let me tell you something. I say this all the time. Christianity is just one generation away from extinction. Do you realize that? One generation from extinction. It is our job, mothers and fathers, to be faithful and to lead our children to the only place they can find salvation, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel moves best from one generation to the next through the faithfulness of the family, through a biblical cord. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. Faithfulness, humility. And then Mary closes her song with these words. She says, He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, listen to this, even as He said to our fathers. God has been faithful. So the final mooring for motherhood that Mary shares with us here is the mooring of patience. Patience. How many of you moms need a little bit more of it this morning? Yeah, I think we all do. I think we all do. Mary and all of Israel had waited centuries for the arrival of the Messiah, for God's promise of salvation to come. 700 years before the angel appeared to Mary, Isaiah had prophesied that a virgin would be with child. And patience is the great pillar of motherhood. Amen? I heard recently that the greatest argument against evolution is the fact that mothers don't have three hands. That's great, isn't it? Patience, man. Patience. You got so much coming at you. Patient moms cling to God's promises in the same way that Mary did. Cling to God's promise that prodigals will one day return home. That those who have wandered away from the faith will find their way back. That God's mercy truly does extend from generation to generation. Patience allows you to release your children into God's care and to trust Him with the process without losing or blaming yourself. Even when all looks lost. Mary had a chance to see God's entire plan played out. Can you imagine the life that she lived and the roller coaster that she must have been on emotionally, just at a distance watching the life of Jesus? She saw it all played out from Jesus' birth to His life, to His crucifixion, and finally to His resurrection. And as Jesus' mother, she learned firsthand that with God, all things are possible. And that it's never over until God says it's over. Some of you need to hear that this morning. It's never over till God says it's over. Humility. Need a little bit of that downstairs right now. Y'all pray for them silently in your seats. Faithfulness. Patience. It's what moms are made of. It's what nursery workers are made of. Mom, we celebrate you today. And we wish you a happy Mother's Day. I pray that God's grace would just shower you, let you know, and that you would believe where we started this morning, that you truly are beautiful. And that He has given you absolutely everything that you need for life, for godliness, and for raising your children, whether you're a brand new mom or whether you're a grandmother here this morning. God loves you. He has your best interest in heart, and He wants to continue just to shower His grace and mercy on you through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank You so much for that grace. Thank You for that faithfulness, Lord, that draws us to be faithful. Father, we just lift our moms up to You this morning. We celebrate them. We celebrate the masterpiece that You have made in them, all that they have poured into our lives, Father. We celebrate those things that we recognize, Lord, and we acknowledge today all those things that we didn't recognize, and perhaps we still don't, that mothers did silently as they sat on the nest of our lives. We just entrust them to You and pray that You would fill them just with Your joy on this day. In Jesus' name, amen.